the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon. Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. Welcome. I've not been live in the group for ages and ages and ages, and I was like, I need to go live in this group because I've just not been live for such a long period of time. It's Monday, the 10th of December, and we are winding down for Christmas. We've got a whole 15 days left, so we're going to take as much time as we can off. That's not us. That's totally not what's going to happen. Hey, Tony, thank you for joining. Tony, by the way, thank you for joining, Tony. Tony loves to tell us in June just how many days are left to wind down to Christmas. But I know Tony's not the kind of wind down kind of guy that will just shut off as soon as we get to December. But a lot of people do. Now, just something I want to test here. Let's publish that. So we've got a poll. So we've got a poll. I thought we'd try this. Never done this. Good morning, Tony. Good morning, Amanda. Thanks for joining. So are you guys winding down for Christmas? It's only the 10th of December. So I thought, I've never done this before. I've never done a poll before, so I thought we'd do it. So the first one is, hell yes, let's party. Woo! And then the second one is, heck no, we got an empire to build. So I'm definitely on the second one. We've got empires to build. We can celebrate Christmas in July. As a single dad, by the way, we're very used to celebrating Christmas not on Christmas, and birthdays not on birthdays too. We're very used to just, we can do Christmas anywhere, anytime, you name it, we can do it. We can get into that Christmas spirit. And I'm one of those idiots who plays Christmas songs in June as well, just to wind other people up at the lights with the sound on, with the windows down. But I find that quite funny. But look, if you are on about winding down for Christmas, first of all, what are you doing, right? Let's just get this out there. What are you doing? Why are you winding down? Now is the time to ramp up, because everybody else is winding their stuff down, whereas we're pushing our stuff up. We've got a list of all the social media content that goes out. So we've got one at 8, one at 10, one at 11, one at 12, one at 2, one at 4, one at 6. One at 8, one at 10. These are all the different types of social media content that I'm creating to shove out onto my social media list so that we can get in front of as many people as possible. We're not winding stuff down. If anything, we're going completely opposite and we're doubling up. As Grant Cardone would say, we're 10Xing. We're 10Xing everything. And that's exactly what we're doing as well. Because, I'm 46. I'm halfway through life, potentially. I'm running out of time. I got to get my shizzle on. Grant Cardone's like 62, right? I think he's 60, might be 60. But he's like 15, 16 years ahead of me. He's 60, 62. How much time has he got left? And he knows he's got his shizzle on. That's why, one, he bought a private jet. And two, he just replaced his private jet for a bigger private jet at $55 million, which is a really interesting story as well, by the way, because Grant Cardone, when he was buying his second Learjet at $55 million, he was coming up to the end of his tax year. So he phoned up Learjet and he said, guys, I need to buy a plane so I can offset this as tax. And they said, well, we can't get you a jet in 10 days. So he got their bank details and he literally wired $55 million. $55 million. He wired it over to Learjet, and they got him a jet in 10 days flat so that he could do this tax thing that he wanted to do. It was a tax write-off. Like, that's pretty phenomenal, right? But the reason he got the jet is because he knew that his time is running out, So this is one of the big differences between poor people and rich people, is that poor people will spend time to save money, okay? Wealthy people, they will spend money to save time. Now, by the way, I've been on both camps here, and I've definitely spent money to save time. Now we just outsource as much as everything. We can outsource as much as possible. The other thing that Grant said was that if you're driving from A to B, it's like, why are you acting like Uber? Like, why are you acting like an Uber driver on £7 an hour? Instead, you should be sat in the back of a car being driven somewhere, okay, so that you can respond to people on social media. You can create social media content like your videos, Gary Vee style, sat in the back of a taxi. And there's a guy called JP Sears who does a piss take of that, where he's getting an Uber and he's sat in the back doing a video for a meeting that he's about to go to for the guy that he's meeting. And then he meets the guy, he films the meeting, then he gets back in an Uber to take him back to where he was supposed to go, and he films the consequences of that meeting. And it's like, that's what Gary Vee does, right? So that's quite a funny thing that he was doing. But, you know, time is like of the essence. We've got such little time on this planet, and it's like, we've got shit to do. Do you know what I mean? We've got stuff we want to get done. We're already doing okay. You know, we live here in a villa. We've got a swimming pool. We've got the beach. It's a beautiful sunny day outside today. It's literally T-shirt weather as it was yesterday, where I took out the dog for a walk and I had to end up bringing my jacket back and just having T-shirt and jeans on because it's so hot. You know, we're already in that environment, which is awesome. But, like, we've got so much more stuff we want to do, you know. So we haven't got time to be winding stuff down. And even on... You know, we're traveling on the 23rd of December to come over to the UK. Like, I'll be working on that aeroplane. Do you know what I mean? About 2.5 hours, I'll be working on the aeroplane, allocating stuff to the resources that we have for people in our team and so on. But we haven't got time to be wasting, you know. I will be working in between Christmas. You want to come up to Leeds and have a meeting with me? I'm available. I have to, like, cover that one off with the wife, but definitely available. This is the sort of stuff that we do. You know, we can celebrate when we've got a reason to celebrate. Too many people are celebrating because, well, it's Christmas and it's New Year. We should celebrate. What do you mean you celebrate? What have you done? You're not done anything. Do something and then celebrate. You know, buy your first property, your first rental property. Pay down a credit card debt. Then celebrate. Don't celebrate and spend money just because a third party external source is telling you to celebrate like it's Christmas and it's New Year's. Like, I don't get that. Right. So, look, I hope you're not winding down. I hope that you're about to ramp up your planning, ramp up your content, get as many clients as you can before you go into Christmas. So that then when you start in January the 1st, OK, January starts on the 1st, not the 2nd. I know it's New Year's Day, but you should be working for that. OK, unless you've done something amazing to celebrate, you should be working on New Year's Day. Because that should set out your stall for the entirety of 2019. My 2019 is rammed, okay? And I'm looking, I've got 12 months to work out what I'm going to do on every single month because I haven't got time to mess about. Like, have we got some holidays in there? We have. We've got New York, we've got Disneyland, we've got a couple of things. And for those periods, like, apart from in New York, we'll probably do some photography-type stuff and get some images and so on for social media. But other than that, you know, we will take a little bit of time off. All the other time, it's pure work, solid work. And we're doing a lot of hours. We're fitting 2 days into one day at the moment because in 2019, we got stuff that we absolutely want to get on. So, look, love to hear back from you. What have you got on? What are you doing for the rest of this month? What have you got lined up for 2019? I know that when we speak to our clients on the social media stuff that we do for them, 2019 is crazy, okay? And one of the reasons for that is that the stuff that we allow, the stuff that we do frees up their time to go out and create their stuff, okay? And then we take it, we make it look good, and we send it out on social media. It saves a whole bunch of time. So now people can just focus solely on that business. It's one of the reasons why we're here, why we do this. So look, love to hear from you. If you're watching the replay, thank you for listening to the podcast, which may or may not put this as a podcast. But if you're listening, then welcome. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll catch up with you in the next video. Hope you're well, guys. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe